Blades Hockey. He wears number 10, and I am curious how you pronounce your name. Can you tell us what your name is?
Arturas Laurinavičius.
Okay, well, very good. I don't quite say it quite like that on the play-by-play. Hopefully I'm close enough. People know who I'm talking about anyway. And I've already forgotten exactly how you say it. But again, anyway, we'll move on. So, Arturas, where are you from?
Belarus.
And how did you end up in Minnesota playing hockey?
So, I talked with my agent. Agent asked me, do you want to go to USA, playing hockey in the USA? I say, sure, I want it. And he know Nick, and he called Nick and asked, do you need player? He say yes, and I'm here.
Okay. Well, that all sounds simple enough. Were you ever homesick during your time this season being in America?
No.
No? Okay. And any reason why you were so confident or comfortable being so far away from home? Why are you so comfortable with that?
I'm good. I talk with my mom actually every day.
Okay.
Because we good.
All right. Oh, that's cool. What do you miss? What do you miss about home?
Just mom.
Okay. Wow. And then you're, okay, Minsk, I think you said your hometown is, right?
Yes.
How big of a town or what kind of a town is Minsk? What's the weather like? How would you describe your hometown?
It's like Minneapolis, big town.
Okay.
It's capital of Belarus.
Is the weather there similar to Minneapolis or Owatonna?
No, it's so different.
Different. What's the weather like there?
Oh. No, it's same right now.
The weather is about the same.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So, is hockey real big in Minsk?
Not really, but in USA bigger and so good hockey because I'm here.
All right. What got you into hockey? How did you start? Why did you start playing hockey?
Oh. So me 3 years ago, three years old, and I watch MTV hockey, and I told my mom I want to play hockey. She say no because it's too hard a game and a lot hits, and a lot players sick because concussion.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When me 6 years old, she say okay, and I go to play hockey. So I play 12 years old.
All right. The idea to come to the U.S. to play hockey, what inspired that to come to America to play hockey? Why?
Because it's better hockey involved.
Okay. All right. How do you feel the season has gone? Have you been comfortable? You've had a great season. Do you feel pretty comfortable out there? How do you feel out there?
I feel really good. I want to win playoff and go to another playoff with another team from another state, so it's good.
Okay, all right. What does the team need to do to win these upcoming playoff games? What are you guys doing well, or what do you need to do well to win games?
We do is a good forecheck, backcheck. We play like one team. We all guys together, and I think if we do it communication and everybody play together, we win.
Okay. Were there any surprises about hockey for you coming to the league? Any surprises for you in the way the game is played or how you had to adjust to the game? Anything like that?
No.
No? Okay, so you're kind of cool with how things were. And is this your first season being in America then as well?
Yes.
It is, okay. Are there certain things you like about, besides hockey, are there certain things you kind of like about America? If it's some things that are different or where you're living or just what have you, how much are you enjoying the experience of being here playing hockey and being in America? How much are you enjoying that?
I'm so enjoying it because it's so good experience for me. I live in with Billet family in Faribault. I drive with guys from my team every day, so I'm so enjoy because it's USA, different country. I like it.
Okay.
And hockey very good.
Yeah.
So it's good experience.
Besides the hockey, is there a thing or two you've done, whether it's a concert or going somewhere or doing something? Is there anything you've done that really stands out that is kind of cool outside of hockey for you this season?
Oh, Yeah, we play outside hockey with guys. I wanna play like Winter Classic, but these guys play last year, but not this year, and I'm a little sad about this because I wanna try this. But we play with team outside hockey, and I like it.
Okay, some outdoor hockey. Let's see here. As far as where else did I want to go with you here, Art? I know what I wanted to ask would be hobbies, whether you've done it here or back at home. What are your hobbies outside of hockey? If you're not playing hockey, what are you doing?
I'm studying in Belarus psychology in university because when I don't play hockey or I don't have practice, I'm studying in my university. But actually, every day I'm here, practice and game.
Have you ever played other sports outside of hockey? Any other sports ever?
When I be young, I go to gymnastic and swimming, but right now, no.
All right, it's all about hockey. And we've got a lot of games to go, hopefully, as you say, to get deep into the playoffs and everything. Do you know what your summer is going to be like? Are you going to stay in America? Do you go back home? What is summer going to be for you?
It's so hard with visa right now for Belarus country because, I don't know, actually we need right now go outside USA. Like 1 week and back because we need,
I'm not certain either, but it just makes it challenging to go home then or spend time at home.
I think I go to Europe like 1 week and back.
Right. Okay.
I want to play next year here.
Okay. So you, it sounds like your summer may mostly be in America, going home just a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then when you came to the U.S. and moved into the Billet family home, as I understand it, you didn't speak hardly any English. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So, and this has gone pretty well, I think, in chatting with you. Do you feel pretty comfortable speaking English now?
Right now, yes, but first month, I understand nothing. But right now, my English really good. Like coach told me, like first week we just talk with phone because we use translator. But right now I understand, like not really, but I understand.
Okay, so some phone for translating, but there's at least a player or two on the team that speak. Now, what is your native language then?
Oh, in Belarus we speak Belarus language and Russian language. So all we have Russian guy and we speak Russian language, but I know in Belarus and Russian language.
All right. And is Belarus and Russian, are those languages similar at all?
Not really, but kind of.
Okay. Not really, but you know both of those, and then with the Blades having a Russian player or two, he's able to translate?
Yes.
All right. Well, very good. But again, you've come along quite a way, and that's just simply from... Did you do any specific studying of English, or is it simply from being with people and learning and talking and developing it that way?
I think it's because I'm here, a lot of guys speak English, and I can't speak Russian with this because I'm studying English, and it's... actually so good and my English really better right now.
Okay. All right. Well, it seems pretty good to me. You've understood most of what I've been asking. It's gone well. Hey, Arturis, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And good luck on the rest of the season.
Thank you.